Thinking of your next getaway? Enjoy a $450 annual travel credit with the American Express Platinum Card. You could get used to this. Search Amex Platinum to learn more. Credit redeemable on eligible flights, hotels, or car hire via American Express Travel Online. T's and C's apply.
You're listening to SBS News.
It's been another busy week of negotiations in federal parliament as the government pushes to pass two key pieces of legislation this week on gambling advertising and the NDIS. Labor has struck a deal with the coalition to restrict inducements targeting vulnerable gamblers, to shift to an opt-out register for ads across streaming services, and to review the legislation after 3 years. The changes are part of a suite of amendments that will build on previous plans to restrict gambling ads in broadcast media and at sports stadiums. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says it will be the most significant gambling ad reform the Parliament has ever produced.
It increases protections for people most at risk of gambling harm while continuing to allow those who enjoy a bet to do so.
He says the legislation will make a meaningful difference.
It will minimise children's exposure to gambling ads by banning gambling ads during children's programming, banning gambling ads during live sport between 5 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. It will result in fewer gambling ads during sport by blacking out wagering ads 15 minutes before a live sporting event, and it will, as well, ban celebrity endorsements, odd-style ads and ads in venues and on jerseys. This is what will make an enormous difference.
Advocates and some backbench MPs had been calling for an opt-in system or an outright ban for online ads, while others were concerned those models would go too far. On Tuesday, both the Labor Caucus and Coalition Party Room backed the latest proposal, although three coalition MPs have reserved their right to cross the floor. Shadow Health Minister Anne Rustin says the coalition has played a constructive role.
I think the suite of reforms that Sarah Henderson has negotiated are a very good set of reforms, and they're very comprehensive, and they focus very much on making sure we protect vulnerable Australians and children from predatory behaviour particularly.
On the NDIS, the government's reforms have hit a snag, with the coalition issuing an ultimatum overnight. Opposition leader Angus Taylor said the coalition will block the reforms unless the government fast-tracks efforts to close the so-called widow's tax loophole. As part of broader tax changes announced in the budget, spouses or partners who inherit properties could lose the ability to negatively gear them. Labor had already vowed to fix the issue, releasing draft legislation earlier this month, but Ms. Rustin says the government is taking too long.
So what we're saying is, Anthony Albanese, keep your promise to Australians about fixing this problem that you have put through the Parliament in your legislation, and in return for that, we will sit down and negotiate the final form of the NDIS bill.
Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the government will engage in good faith.
As you know, the government has already made it abundantly clear, crystal clear, that we are addressing some of those issues raised in that draft legislation that I put out some time ago and that we have consulted on. Now, if the opposition's main ask is that we pass the government's legislation quicker, then obviously I'm up for that discussion.
Also up for discussion, Jim Chalmers says, is whether the widow tax element of post-budget reform would be separated out or passed together as part of a broader piece of legislation.
Well, I think that's up for discussion and up for negotiation. You know, those negotiations are primarily being conducted between the PM and the opposition leader with the assistance of Katie and others, depending on whose policy area it is. And so I don't want to preempt those discussions or predetermine those negotiations or any outcome in the Senate.
Meanwhile, One Nation has come forward today with a plan to stomp out the booming black market around illegal tobacco. Pauline Hanson says her party would slash the tobacco excise by up to 75% and freeze indexation for 3 years. She's also proposing tougher action against organised crime. Jim Chalmers says the government is focused on strengthening law enforcement, but Shadow Treasurer Tim Wilson says the coalition will review One Nation's policy.
In principle, we want to cut out the black market and the organised crime that the Albanese government has let fester. What we know is through Pride, the Albanese government is ruling out any measure that would stomp down on organised crime, which is literally handing over the trade to criminals that's then going on to do things like finance terrorism and hurt the Australian community. It's time the Albanese government got past its pride, acknowledged, just like in their budget, that adding more taxes doesn't always deliver, or definitely doesn't deliver, better outcomes for the Australian people.
T. Mitchell, SBS News.
Explore new restaurants with up to $400 in dining credits. You could get used to this. The American Express Platinum Card comes with up to $200 to spend at participating restaurants in Australia and up to $200 to spend at participating restaurants abroad. Search Amex Platinum to learn more. Separate one-time enrollment required. Benefit ends December 31st, 2026. Exclusions, T's and C's apply.